Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
This is it, the putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budget, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/c-suite. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/c-suite.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Welcome. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin, and you're listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on knowledge, education, development, and training. I want to give special thanks to Mr. David Wolf. Without his expertise, these podcasts wouldn't be available. And he's just made him and his team tremendous help during these difficult times. I also want to say thanks to our sponsors, Vocal Dental Supply Company, Patterson Dental Supply Company, Henry Schein Dental Supply Company. Without their expertise, training, and knowledge, these podcasts would also be very difficult. I think all of us realize that the entire world is going through something unique. I've hesitated on what to do this particular podcast on because, quite honestly, I'm sort of sick of listening to news and TV, radio, and everything's about COVID-19. What I'd like to do is I'd like to talk about me individually in Ascent Dental Care, which is my dental practice. As most of you know, I've been a practicing dentist for close to 38 years. I practice full-time. I've dealt with managed service organizations, dental service organizations. I've had as many as 22 dental offices that I've purchased, close to 200 employees, and as few as 50 employees. So I've been around the gamut. And I'd like to just share with you something that's touched me in the last roughly 8 weeks. Governor Baker, who's the governor of Massachusetts, which is where my practices are located, actually suggested a stay-at-home order back in March of 2020 on the 23rd. What that meant for dentists in particular was that their practice was going to change and change in a direction that from an economic standpoint was going to be devastating. During this time, we had meetings with our team members, which at this point are approximately 49. And like most small businesses and big businesses, we have team members that were taking care of elderly adults. We had team members that were taking care of very young children. And because of their fear of issues with the COVID-19, they elected to avoid coming to work. In our particular organization, I have 6 weeks of paid time off, and some of them elected to use that paid time off. Others elected to continue to bank it and consider unemployment. There are a variety of issues associated with both of them, but my personal opinion is out of our 49 members, roughly 39 of them had a variety of reasons that they felt that at this point in time, they weren't comfortable in coming into the office and elected to use either unemployment or our paid time off. I want to particularly focus on the 9 to 10 or so members that have stuck through the last 8 weeks, put themselves at risk, put their families at risk. These individual team members have been, in my opinion, not just amazing, but extraordinary. And I'd like to share with you some of the things. Almost immediately, since in the state of Massachusetts, dental hygiene appointments are considered elective procedures, our 14 dental hygienists did not have any patients to treat. Some of them offered to work at the front desk as administrators. Some offered to work as clinical assistants. Some offered to work to fill in if people became ill or needed a time off for personal reasons. But what they did is every week on Tuesday and Thursday, they've been providing our team with lunch. They have deliveries come in and they feed our team with a variety, whether it's pizza, grinders, submarines, you name it. But over and over again, they've stayed in touch and they've connected with our team, continuing to build a better and stronger team. And I just cannot thank this group of 14 hygienists from banding together and coming together to show how much they appreciate us being open. There's also another group, and although it doesn't mean much to the listeners here, I'd like to personally just name these individuals because they've been so extraordinary, I can't help but just say thank you. And those individuals are Alyssa, Amber, Amberie, Anna, Becky, Kathy, Selena, Cindy, Karen, Katie, Monique, Roberto, Sarah, Svetlana, Wilfredo, Dr. Chow, Dr. Shaw. These individuals have come in every single day, again, putting their family and themselves at risk to provide emergency care and service to our patients. These include failing implants that are causing pain, infected and painful teeth, trauma, either due to spousal abuse or to just accidents, the variety of problems, but in most cases, what we've been dealing with is surgical extractions, emergency root canals. And over again, what I've seen is, although most individuals don't consider dentistry per se as, quote, emergencies, but if any individual listening who's practicing dentistry or has had an infected tooth or a painful oral disease, they know extremely how difficult it is to deal with this excruciating pain. And they've looked to Ascent Dental Care and my team members that have come up to the table, they've come up to bat, and they've hit it out of the park. These clinical assistants, these administrators, have once again shown to me the importance of building a team, and not just any team, but an exceptional team. I cannot say enough thank yous to them personally. I have always looked at the group of individuals that have supported me as a critical part of my success. I started dental practice in 1983, and over the 37 or so years, I have seen over and over again what a great group and a great team can do for not just the dental profession, but for your business in particular. Now, the question that I pose is, why is this? Was it just pure luck? Was it that there's some desire to really help the public during their time of need? And my personal opinion is this group of individuals has bought in to what I refer to as BLT. That BLT simply means they believe me, they like me, and they trust me. And for our listeners right now, you're really finding in your organization who's really there to support you, not to make an income, not to just pay the bills, but they're really there to build your organization. And they're really showing, without question, how much they care to try to help their patient base and to help their organization. And my personal opinion is this select group has shown, without any doubt, how important it is. So my question to the listeners is, how do we develop that? How do we select those individuals? I would say, conservatively speaking, over my 37 years, I've had as many as 29 dental associates working with me. I've had close to 200 employees or team members, and I've interviewed well over 750 different individuals over my dental career. And what I've come to the conclusion is the most important part of the interview is, do I believe them? Do I like them? Do I trust them? And do they believe, like, and trust me and my organization? The loyalty factor, which is really what it comes down to, is so incredibly important. And these last 7 to 8 weeks have proven without a doubt that my gut feeling that when you're hiring someone that you can trust and someone that is loyal to you and your organization, you cannot put a price tag on. And my suggestion is you cultivate that and you keep these individuals. And my personal small organization, the group of individuals that I just named, have shown beyond a doubt that they certainly can be trusted. They're certainly loyal. I will say, in all honesty, I've seen some excellent superstars that interviewed with my company. They've had what I call almost the entire package, but something in the back of my mind told me that their loyalty was more to themselves and not to me and my organization. And I've always elected to avoid those individuals because in the short term, they may be excellent for your team, but in the long term, their really only goal is looking out for themselves. And they're not really there to actually build your team and your organization. So in today's podcast, I wished I could just give you a couple of bullet points, a couple of things to just say, wow, this is how you do it. And I can only tell you that after 37 years, it's come down to experience and it's come down to a gut feeling. When I'm interviewing these individuals, how do you determine if this individual or team member is someone that you really know will be loyal to you and your organization? And unfortunately, I don't have that magic bullet. I can only tell you that the longer you interview, the more people you interview, the more experience you get, and something inside you, in your subconscious, is telling you whether that individual really can be trusted, really whether they're loyal. And I can tell you that Ascent Dental Care, the 50 team members that we have and that I've acquired over the last 37 years of my practice, I can tell you without their expertise, without their devotion, I personally would be in tremendous financial trouble and my business would be in terrific trouble. And I believe that's similar to most small businesses. We all have a little nest egg set aside. We can all go for a period of time and make ends meet. But at this point in time, going on close to 2 months and with no significant end in sight and no idea of how long it's going to take to rebuild our hygiene schedule and our patient schedule, it has been certainly extremely difficult. And during these 7 to 8 weeks, my team has shown above and beyond the call of duty that they're here to keep me in business and keep my business growing and successful. And I can only wish to my listeners that you can acquire a team that's as skilled and dedicated. And I hope to continue to do my research, and I hope to be able to tell you more definitive things. But I think almost any individual, regardless of their profession, that has interviewed a number of people and has some experience on their side, can feel deep down in their gut whether this is an individual that they can trust and that will be loyal. And I just want to say thank you again to these team members. I thank you, my family thanks you, and we appreciate what you're doing, not just for Ascent Dental Care, but also for the patients that they've been able to get out of pain, and without their expertise, it wouldn't have happened. I'm sure many of the dentists listening in this particular podcast would like to practice, would hope to practice, but at least in my area of Massachusetts, I know many dentists but unfortunately their team isn't there to support them. And I don't mean that in a derogatory manner. Again, I have team members that just can't take that chance because they're taking care of a sick husband or a sick wife, or they have very young children that they can't put at risk, or they're taking care of parents who are elderly and have a compromised immune system. And we all have those patients. But my gut feeling is if those extraordinary circumstances weren't there, I honestly believe that they would come to bat to help my company and the patients that we treat. I want to thank you for listening to this podcast. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. You've been listening to Ascent Dental Care with a focus on knowledge, education, development, and training. I want to thank our sponsors, Mr. David Wolf, for his podcast excellence. And I want to thank Vocal Supply Company, Henry Schein, and Patterson. Thanks again for listening. And I look forward to speaking to you in the near future. Be safe out there and continue to try to build the best team possible.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.